everyone. It's Greg Morgan here today in one of my favorite spots in the Creeks, one of my favorite neighborhoods in all of Regina. It is home, of course, to the Hospitals of Regina Foundation Home Lottery Grand Prize Show Home. This baby is worth $1.7 million. You win it. It comes fully furnished, decorated, landscaped. As you see the home when you tour it is what you get. And as a matter of fact, in addition, $50,000 cash. 4158 Fieldstone Way. By listener demand, my next guest arrives. You can hear the crowd out there just going nuts outside the home for Hospitals of Regina Foundation CEO Dino Sophocleos. And Dino, you've never looked better. You look happy. It must be because of this home. When you step inside, it has a feeling that is just like, yeah, I could live and party here.
It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful show home. Riplinger has done a great job with it. It feels like a very luxurious home, but it also feels like a home that I could move in tomorrow morning and be absolutely comfortable in.
You know, I was talking to the Riplingers, who have again built this house for you, did an outstanding job. There's a bit of a kind of a farmhouse feel that I love. Like, go up in that bonus room upstairs right now. It has, with the vaulted ceiling like that, it has the feeling right there of being in a farmhouse, and that's where I'm going to watch football all day Sunday, the NFL football Sunday.
Well, you're assuming we're going to let you in on Sunday, but absolutely, yes, feel free. I totally agree, and the earth tones are great. Every floor has a very unique feature to it. I'm very impressed with the home theater downstairs.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful home, for over 4,400 square feet, all finished. And, you know, 4 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, fully furnished and landscaped. And it comes with $50,000 in cash, our most valuable show home to date.
And big deadline. We haven't given away a prize.
I've never
been able to understand who people who wait. And some do. But you shouldn't wait, because we haven't given away a single prize until after midnight tonight. We're going to award the VIP prize. So what I'm suggesting is, if you're listening now, today's the day. Get in all the winning, right? What can you win tonight if you get the big winning announcement?
Right. So if you buy by midnight tonight, you're in for everything, including, of course, the VIP prize, which is, we'll send you and three of your friends to the Texan Caicos for a week.
Yeah.
Or we'll send two of you to an African safari. Or if you don't want to travel at all, we'll give you $25,000 in cash.
Yeah.
And in addition to all of this, if and when you win, then your name goes back in. And you're in for everything else.
Yeah. That's something that people wonder about, whether or not if you win one prize, you're out on all the rest. You're not.
It keeps going
back in, right?
You
can't. $100 for a ticket, hrfhomelottery.com, and that 50-50 almost always goes over. What do you mean almost always? Always goes over $1 million. Winner takes half of that. I'm a little concerned if I took the African safari, though. Could I also ask for the $25,000 cash? I might need an insurance if I get bit by a lion. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, thank you.
No? No. Am I heavily insured? Or am I going to worry about that?
You should buy your own insurance, but hey, I'll give you.
Have you ever been on an African safari?
I have not.
Yeah.
I have not. It sounds very interesting.
It does.
It does.
I could see you on the Turks and Caicos beach, easy, but I don't see you in there, you know, close to lions. So I think if you were.
I may surprise you.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, it is a trip for two. I'll have to consider taking you if I win. I won't spend too much time thinking about who I'm going to take.
I'm pretty sure you will spend some time.
A few loved ones in my family that might be fighting over you. Hey, look, this year again, you've outdone yourself. I think it was you telling me not too long ago that this lottery alone has brought in more than $68 million. The foundation, a greater value than that. But how important is this lottery to the community this time?
The lottery is very, very important to the foundation and to our hospitals and our healthcare facilities here in Regina. It's critically important to Southern Saskatchewan's health. In 2025, our commitment to our hospitals is for $5.9 million. $1.7 million of that is in our pediatrics for our children. We have about 20,000 children coming through the hospitals every year. Another $1.3 million in our surgical. We had almost 27,000 surgeries in our hospitals in 2024. So critical that we try and support the work of our clinical teams as best as possible. This lottery is a huge part of that. And, you know, I could not be more thankful, more grateful to our community, because they step up every year, and every year they allow us to make these investments.
Well, I hope everyone invests today before the midnight deadline to get in on all the winning. Not a single prize has been awarded yet, and there are so many besides the grand prize show home itself here in the Creeks. But get your ticket, hrfhomelottery.com. And because, well, I know Dino doesn't have time to stay here all day, but I do. I'm going to stay till as long as I can and sell out this lottery today, Dino.
Well, thank you for that. And you're right. I'm not going to be here all day, but I am here this morning. And again, a huge thanks to Rocco and all our friends out there.
All right. Check us out here in person. 4158 Fieldstone Way. Yeah, we'll sell you a ticket right now if you're on the way to work or to get ready to drop the kids off for school. We're open right now. We'll sell you a ticket. $100 is where they start.
I found myself in this bar, making mistakes and making new friends. I was growing up, nothing made sense.
That's for all my Morgan Wallen fans. I know many of you from Regina and probably this province are trekking over to Edmonton. Morgan Wallen in concert tonight, tomorrow at Commonwealth Stadium. He's a mega superstar, sold it out. It's jam-packed. I think Miranda Lambert's opening tonight, Brooks and Dunn tomorrow night. I'm a little jelly because a few of my friends are off there with their families to enjoy that concert. So safe travels if that's you. A week from Saturday, I am a mega fan of Keith Urban. He's coming to the Branch Center. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm hanging out here right now at 4158 Fieldstone Way in the Creeks. Now, if you're just getting up and you're about to leave for work, or maybe you're just getting the kids rounded up, consider this. I've got a pair of tickets right now for Keith Urban. If you come in next and buy a ticket for the Hospitals Regina Foundation Home Lottery at $100 at the very least, add a cash calendar for another $25, add a 50-50 add-on for another $25, that's always over $1 million. I'll tell you what, you buy a ticket, I see you buy a ticket, and you're first to do so, I'll give you a pair of tickets to Keith Urban. I only got a pair right now in my hands, so whoever comes through the front door, 4158 Fieldstone Way, buys a ticket for the lottery, I'll additionally hand you a pair of tickets to see Keith Urban next weekend at the Brand Center, okay? While they last, you better fire on over here, 4158 Fieldstone Way. Good luck to you. I can't promise you'll get here in time because these are big, big tickets everyone wants, but you must buy a lottery ticket too. So if that's on your to-do list, get it done. You might get a bonus prize here too. Coming up with Kevin Martell. Yes, here in Regina and Moose Jaw, we're still supposed to be conserving water. They haven't made it mandatory, but that power outage out at the Buffalo Pond Water Treatment Plant has indeed posed a bit of a problem. And also, Premier Scott Moe is set to leave for China tomorrow to alleviate some of the pressure to pave way for Saskatchewan farmers and farmers alike. This tariff deal with China, it's got to improve. And even the feds are making some sort of announcement later. And there is a little rumbling or two that this EV mandate might be in the docket to discuss and hopefully just do away with. It would benefit us so much. But nonetheless, more on that coming up with Kevin Martell. And if you're a Lego lover, like I know so many of you are, did you hear this? Lego has just released a set of more than 9,000 pieces. It's a Star Wars set. The price, $1,000 for the Death Star. Yes, the Death Star. It's part of the Ultimate Collector Series. Adults are one of the hottest new audiences of Lego, and they're really servicing Star Wars fans and anyone who has time to put together 9,000 pieces. It's pretty cool, and it's available right now in pre-order on the Lego website. Well, the weekend looks like it's going to be nice and sunny and warming up, particularly by Sunday. And, of course, the Banjo Bowl in Winnipeg tomorrow, and lots of excitement surrounding that. And the return of the NFL, even last night. Joining me now, Belton Johnson, our Grey Cup champ, and, of course, Green Zone analyst. Belton, before I get you to comment here, first a review. Last night in the NFL, delayed for an hour because of lightning, Dallas and the Eagles, and defensive tackle Jalen Carter ejected 6 seconds into the game for this.
Here he goes. He walks there in front of Dak Prescott. Did he spit on him? I think he did. And the official was right there. No idea, obviously, what was said, but Jalen Carter out of this game before a snap.
Cowboys would lose 24-20. However, I don't know, buddy. Have you ever seen anything like that, spitting on someone in the NFL?
I've never seen that before, and for Carter to do that, that was just dumb. And he's one of their key players up on the defense there for the Eagles, so he didn't even get to play.
It was wild. Dak Prescott, Cowboys fans must be thrilled to see his arm look pretty good. He just those receivers, there's about two, maybe three good opportunities where they could have caught up, just didn't go their way, did it?
It didn't, and, you know, let's call a spade a spade. CeeDee Lamb, he's got to be better, man. The ball hit him square in the hands a couple times there, especially on the last throw of the game. Yes, it was a hard, you know, catch or anything, but the ball hit his hands right there, Greg. I was like, what? Like, you got to catch those, man.
No kidding. It was a little frustrating for Cowboys fans, but let's move to the big game here, of course, the Banjo Bowl. And I got to ask you, what are some of the key factors first you need to see happen if the Riders are going to emerge victorious tomorrow, Belton?
Well, if the Riders are going to win, I think they're going to have a bit better passing game. And, you know, thinking about last week, I think, you know, some of those throws and everything were off track for Trevor, the way the Bombers D rolled their coverages and everything. So I think they're going to get that on track. And long as that D-line and the Riders' O-line keep dominating, they're going to get an easy win here, I think, Grant.
Well, after, maybe five carries last game, I suspect Brady Oliveira is going to be more engaged, don't you, for the Bombers?
The Bombers would, you know, I don't know why they didn't get them going at all last week. It felt like they went away from them and chose to go the passing route and everything. But I'm willing to bet the Bombers, they're going to try to establish their dominance by getting Brady Oliveira going earlier. But, again, I think the Rider D-line, you know, that front seven, you know, if they keep playing the way they played pretty much all season, they're going to stop that run, Greg.
Belton Johnson, the Greg Cup champ, is in the house. Crowd noise. It's sold out in Winnipeg. We know that the noise is going to be a factor in that. But as a former player, Belton, I know, you know, we fans can understand, oh, it's really hard to hear the calls play. But what is it like when you're on the field and it's so deafening like that? What does that do to the entire team?
Well, for the O-line, I'm going to tell you, the thing it does is you just really got to hone in and everything, right? And you find yourselves getting tighter and tighter, trying to listen and hear the play call. And you know, all the chaos that goes on, yes, you hear every bit of it from the fans. But, you know, as a player, the one thing that'll shut a fan up is if you go out, you make plays and score. And if you can get that crowd quiet, you're the ones looking up there laughing at the fans like, we shut you guys up.
Spoken from experience. Belton, I think our defense is just too strong. We're going to win tomorrow. I got them winning 35-27. You?
I got the Riders winning, Greg, 34-20.
34-20. All right, man. Well, you are in for a football feast this weekend, aren't you? NFL's back. You feeling good with all the football?
Oh, you know, NFL is back. College is on. We got the three games this weekend at CFL, you know, the triple header here. So I'm in heaven right now, man.
I just got a message from your wife. Your family misses you. Belton, have a great weekend.
Have a good one, Greg.
Your house right now. I'm in the Creeks, 4158 Fieldsill Way. Put it in your Google Maps. Get here sometime today and purchase a ticket in person as you tour the home, because before midnight, if you buy a ticket, our first major prize, the VIP prize deadline, where you could pick African safari or go to the beaches of Turks and Caicos or take $25,000. Can't win without a ticket. HRFHomeLottery.com. All right, you heard me talking about the risk of frost tonight. Joining me now, the host of Garden Talk, is Rick Van Diven Dyke. We've been floating around closer to that frost warning for the last few evenings. It's probably cover-up weather the rest of the way, isn't it, Rick?
Yeah, anytime it's below, especially in the gardens right now, we had sort of a weird season, you know, warm at the very beginning, but then a little bit cool and not much sunlight. So there's a lot of things like maybe you're trying to finish off your pumpkins or or your melons, or you got tomatoes, or your hot peppers aren't finished yet. So then anytime it goes below plus five, you need to put just a light sheet or a frost blanket or something over top for the evening to help finish those plants off. I know it looks like in a few more days we're going to get warm again, but, I mean, you still want to make sure that you want to finish those things off. If you do, just make sure every evening you put a cover on.
Okay, and besides that, you've got a few things for us to do this weekend, like debugging our plants before they come inside. This sounds like a lot of fun, Rick.
Well, you know what? Everybody loves right now to put tropical plants in their planters, or they maybe put the plant out for a holiday and for the summertime outside. And so if you've done that, now's the time to start getting ready to come inside. You just don't want to bring them outside the inside right away, because they're going to be little hitchhikers on there. So you want to get rid of those hitchhikers. So using things like Endol, it's a canola oil, sexcidal soap, and pyrethrin mix. Spray them at least three times about a week apart, and give them a really good douse, especially the underside of the leaves, before you bring them in. And if it starts getting too cold, you may want to put them in the garage to, you know, before you bring them in to be able to do that at nighttime, and so that you don't bring all those little bugs inside.
Okay, good advice. Hey, is it too soon to worry about fall lawn fertilization, Rick, or what are your thoughts there?
Now's the time. Now's the time. Anytime in September, you want to put that little fall fertilizer on and get your lawn just all set up for fall, because the formulation is lesser for the, you won't get as much growth, but you'll get a lot of root growth in your lawn and get it ready to go for wintertime. And anytime in September, the first week of October is a great time to put that fall fertilizer on.
And is there any nitro we're looking for on the packaging or what?
Basically, you don't want to go too high of nitrogen. I like going around a 16. There's around 16 to 20 maximum, but don't put the 30 or anything like that on right now, because I don't want to force the growth of, especially because even your shrubs and your trees will get some of that from the edge of the lawn. So just somewhere around 16 to 20 in the nitrogen, that's about it.
Rick Van Dyvendyke, host of Garden Talk Sunday mornings, planting fall bulbs. Now's the time?
Absolutely. Everybody comes at me in the spring and says, I want to buy some tulips and that and daffodils. Well, you have to come in the fall and plant those bulbs in the fall. So you'll see all the stores have the bulbs in place right now. So get them planted. Make sure in our climate, you know, things like daffodils and tulips, they're about 6 inches deep. Crocuses about 4 inches deep. And also fall garlic. I know you love garlic there, Greg.
Who doesn't?
If you plant fall garlic in the fall, you'll get way earlier garlic in the summertime. And you'll enjoy it much more better if you plant it in the fall.
All right. I understand you put a little garlic under your tongue every morning to stay healthy. Yeah. That's pretty clever. What about pruning elm trees? Last but not least, Dutch elm has been a problem. Pruning elm trees, good thing to do?
Yeah, Dutch elm has been more apparent, more around. And basically, they love deadwood. So make sure that you get around and prune all the deadwood out of it, especially. And if you're doing any pruning of live wood, I would suggest wait about another week yet for that. And even though you can start pruning elms on September 1st, but you know things are a little bit late here this year, so I like the saps to stop, because when you make a cut, the tree will tend to bleed a little bit, and then if it bleeds a little bit, it'll track that elm beetle, and you do not want that to come to your tree. And then,
all right, Rick.
Please don't store elm firewood, because that's a huge condo for those elm beetles.
Good advice. Rick, I'll listen to you Sunday morning again on Garden Talk. Thanks for the tips.
Have a great weekend.